Chapter 5. The Spaniard told me about his ship. It was wrecked on the mainland. 16 of the men lived. The cannibals didn't bother them. I asked, "Will your men help us to escape?" Spain and England were enemies. I was scared. They might take me prisoner after we escaped. "They're in bad condition. They won't hurt the man that saves them," the Spaniard said. Friday's father and the Spaniard went in a boat to the mainland to get the sailors. We stayed on the island to grow more food for the ship. The Spaniard and Friday's father went to the mainland. Suddenly, we saw a small boat coming from the other end of the mainland. There was a ship at anchor at the end of the mainland. It was an English ship. The small boat was heading for our beach. Friday and I hid and watched. They brought 3 prisoners to the shore. 2 captors stayed in the boat. They were drunk. The other men went into the woods. Their boat got stuck on the beach. I waited until the men went to sleep. I went to talk to the prisoners. The captain of the ship was a prisoner too. "What are you doing here?" I asked him. "The drunk men rebelled," the captain said. We made a plan. The 3 prisoners came with me. We killed 2 of the drunk men who captured the captain. We tied up the others and put them in the cave. We made plans to capture the English ship moored by the mainland. There were 26 rebels. 7 came ashore to look for the dead men. They came in another small boat. We waited until it was night. 2 rebel men stayed with the small boat. The others went to look for their friends. We captured the small boat and the 2 rebel men. Then we waited for the others to come back. We got one of the men to call out to the others. He told them, "Give up. There are too many. They will let you live if you give up." The men gave up. The captain told the men, "You'll all go to England. They'll hang you. We are going to hang Atkins in the morning." The rebel men fell on the ground and cried. They thought we had 50 men. Atkins was a friend of the rebel leader. The captain tied him and 2 of the others. We took them to the cave. We took the others to my summer house. We asked the men at the summer house, "Will you join us? We won't hang you. We'll pardon you." The rebel men all agreed. We went to the ship. We knocked out the rebel men on the deck. Then we took the rest of the ship. Some of the rebel men shot at us, but they didn't kill anyone. We shot the mutineer captain of the ship in the head. "Governor, the ship is yours," the captain said to me. The captain gave me new clothes. We talked about what to do with the rebel prisoners. I said to them, "I'm going to England. You can come too. If you come, they'll hang you. You can stay here. We won't kill you if you stay here." The captain wanted to kill all the rebels. I said, "No, they are my prisoners. They'll stay here." I gave them my houses. I told them where to find food and water on the island. I took my money from the island and went to the ship. I wasn't rich. The captain, Man Friday, and I went to England. England was a strange world to me. I was on the island for 28 years. My parents were dead. There was no money for me in England. The captain gave me £200. I went to Lisbon. Man Friday was still with me. We never found out what happened to the Spaniard and Man Friday's father. My old friend, the captain I left my land to, was still alive. He was very old now. He had a son who was also a sailor. My partner was still alive. My plantation was bigger. The captain said, "You must have your money back. You aren't dead." "I'll take only 100 moidores. If I get my plantation back, you may have the 100 back, I told the captain. I received papers from my former partners. They put £5,000 in my account. I got lots of gifts. I got sugar and tobacco. I got nice letters. The church owned my plantation. They gave it back to me. It earned £1,000 a year. I gave the captain his money back. I wrote a letter to the bank. The letter said, "The captain will get money every year until he dies. His son will get money every year until he dies." I sent money to the widow of my first helper. I gave money to the church because they looked after my plantation. I didn't want to go to sea ever again. I only went on a boat from Dover to Calais. I travelled with Friday from Lisbon to England by land. We went through the mountains. There was a lot of snow. Friday didn't know what snow was. Bears and wolves attacked us. It was scarier than being in a storm at sea. When we got back to England, I decided to sell my plantation. I got 33,000 pieces of eight for it. I wanted to go back to the island, but the widow of my first provider told me not to. I got married and had three children, but finally I went to sea again. I wanted to return to my island. The Spaniards were alive, but the rebel sailors were all dead. I gave them supplies, but they didn't want to leave. 300 cannibals attacked them. The Spaniards killed them, and they still live there. I had 10 years of adventures after I came home, but that's another story.